Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
Hi, everyone. My name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week, we discuss Raven Simonier's Poopy Vuitton, Spirit Halloween reinventing itself, King Charles traumatized by saran wrap, and we unpack the latest drama on Big Brother and Survivor. Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at patreon.com/psychobabble. If you're not on our Discord, you're only getting half the babble.
Hello, Pooh Bear. Hello.
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 Hello. Hello. Oh, so now Pooh is in the public domain, and so we're utilizing?
Is Pooh in the public domain?
Girl, you ever pooed in a public school? Public pool. Public tool?
Public
you're
fool.
You're a public fool.
Wait, it's Halloween season. It's public ghoul.
Oh. Are you feeling like you're going to be a private ghoul or a public ghoul this Halloween?
I'm a private dancer, dancing for money. Do what you want me to do.
Private dancing, okay, so you really have to find a very rich single client.
Hello, is anyone a rich single client out there?
Looking for a private dancer named Corey?
Looking for a private dancer.
Okay,
Hello, Pooh Bear.
So what does that mean? Like, they're in a nice recliner and you're dancing around, or you're mounting onto the chair, or where's the private dancing happening? Are they in like a chair, or are they in a beanbag, or what?
I'm your private dancer, a dancer for money. I'll do what you want me to do. I'm your private dancer, a dancer for money. Any old music will do.
Cotton Eye Joe, you say any old music, all right.
Yeah, you need to, if you're going to be a private dancer, you need to be able to go to any song, any beat. They're going to have the aux cord. It's going to be their Sonos.
The beat. If you can't catch the beat on my pots and pans, I better see your pots and pans clanking. Honey.
Clanking, clanking.
Yes, private dancer, public dancer, public dancer, dancer for free.
Listen, you got to start somewhere. Don't judge them for being a public dancer.
I'm a public dancer dancing for smiles.
Free.
Dancing for tips. What is it called where you're on the street and
peddling?
peddling your wares. No, when you're like a
street artist,
a street performer, but you're like
all I know is anytime I've ever been with you at like a touristy spot, like Santa Monica Pier, like Embarcadero shit, San Francisco, whenever there's people out there doing magic, pulling up a big crowd, you're always like,
what you're gonna say.
You're always like, they need to get a hobby.
No, that's not at all what I was gonna say. I was gonna say, you
watch
know what
your
I really
pockets.
Always say, watch your pockets. This is how they get you. I wish I had a megaphone for those types of experiences so I could counter what's happening and say, enjoy the art, but watch your pockets because you know what? They have plants in the audience that show, oh, this is a moment where you're supposed to clap. Oh, this is a moment where you're supposed to tip. Like, they take $5 from the tip jar to go walk out into the audience to go show them how they're supposed to be tipping. You know what I'm saying? Not that there's anything wrong with that. Humans need to learn.
Listen, honey, I went to the Embarcadero this weekend because there was a Pokemon Go event and I was ready to catch my Pokemon. Well, guess what? It was Fleet Week, and there is nothing more annoying than Fleet Week. All those loud planes just flying over your house being loud the whole time. So there yeah, well, I was.
It's a demonstration of artillery. What do you expect? We live in imperialism.
I can't imagine that there's a net positive on the economy for all them spending all that gas flying around up there just showing off, flying there's those not. Expensive war machines. There's not enough people in town buying corn dogs on the street to negate that waste of money.
Yes, the radicalization of Corey Cool. Yes.
There were too many people on the Embarcadero. I was just trying to catch a couple Pokemon. And then I... What's the Abby Lee Miller quote? And then I saw something so annoying.
And, what did and all say? Of a sudden, I hear something like the... grating, annoying.
Yeah, well, it was that. But there were four guys peddling on the street for money, and it was
public dancer.
No, and he had a sign, and I was standing off the sidewalk because I was catching my Pokemon, so I could only see from the reverse. And he had a sign in a box, and his bros were standing around him, and they were all talking about how he needed money. And I was like, this seems so weird. And so I did a lap to go around the front, and he had a stupid little sign that said, I lost fantasy football. I need to get $20 from strangers.
Oh, my and God. Was it me?
The number of men I heard walking by going, yeah, I've been there. And
me. Was I him or was I the passersby?
You can call me anything, but don't you call me that.
You can call me anything you want, but don't call me that.
It was very that. So then, yes, I was thinking about you. Although I'd need to congratulate you on your first victory of the season.
It was, I haven't logged in yet because I'm still in disbelief. Like, I don't want this to be a prank and me to log in and say, better luck next time.
And you're getting dunked, wiped, slammed.
So, wait, was I up against you?
You sure were.
My only win so far this season in fantasy football is against you.
Yeah.
How many weeks has it been? Six or five?
This is week six.
So I'm... what is my numbers?
1-5.
1-5.
Yeah, one win, five losses.
Yes. Well, honestly, I told you you could turn it around. Place,
yeah, sure you are.
Well, I've been consulting with everybody I know. I say, please look at this runner back. Please tell me, does that cue mean that he's done or gone? Or what does this percentage mean? And
you want to look out... Babe, Qs are fine. You can look for Qs. You want to watch out for Ds and Os.
Ds and nuts?
Ds and nuts. Okay. My private dancer.
Public. Public. Yeah, no, I've been dropping. I've been adding. I've been rearranging. I've been... And the numbers always seem to add up, but then they never do. But I guess this week they did. What happened to your team?
I played all the wrong players. All my good players were on the bench. All my bad players were in. Had I played the right players, I mean, that's the name of the game every week. But
so, okay. You like put in all your kickers.
Like my alternate quarterback on the bench played better than my quarterback that was in. My running back on the bench played better than both of the running backs that were in. That's what happens when you have so many good players.
Okay, well, better luck next week, and I'll see you at the scoreboard, Mama.
I'll see you in the finals when we go head to head to reclaim our crowns.
Okay, all right.
All right. So tell me about those seven bullet points you have written down. Wait, actually, start with the one that's tailored just for me.
Okay. Cruel Summer on Twitter. I asked this morning, hey, give us some hot topics. What do you need to know about? What do you want us to touch on in the pod? Cruel Summer says, can Corey Cool give us his final thoughts on BB26?
Hell yes. BB26 was a good season. It was a roller coaster. It was fun because the veto, here you'll like this, the veto was used like every single week except for the last week. Incredible.
Yeah, that's great.
Overall, it felt like there were like, I don't know, there were a couple of really big personalities and then everyone else was kind of mid. I think the gameplay saved some of the like lackluster personalities that were on this season. But overall, happy. It was a final two with two women in it, which it had been, I think they said 13 years since it was a final two of two women against each other. The last time it was two women you were watching, it was Rachel. When Rachel won was the last time two women sat in the finals.
Rachel versus who?
Portia. Rachel Riley. Oh. Yeah. So overall, I was happy with it. I wish the final vote would have been a little more even. It was a unanimous win, and I wish the final vote would have been a little more split because I think both girls really played a great game, but I was happy with it. Thanks for asking, Cruel Summer.
Going into it, was there somebody that you loved at the beginning who you ended up loving at the end, or did people like, were there people that like, you loved all the way through, or were there, was people disappointments?
I don't know. I don't really think I had a fave all season. Like I said, I think the bigger personalities were actually a little like too big for me, a little like annoying sometimes.
Yeah. Well, what's the older woman's name?
Angela.
I heard the guy wanted to hug her or something, and she said, not really.
Yeah.
Big drama.
I just think she was a bully all season. And what I always say is, like, I don't know. I think when people are mean on that show, they're probably a little mean in their real lives. I don't know.
Well, there's still time for our elderly
gutsy grannies.
Our gutsy grannies, because while Angela may not have taken the crown, Sue is still seeing it.
Hey, I was.
Oh my God. I need to talk about Survivor.
I had a bullet point. It said, ask Ty, are you even still watching this season?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Like,
I am loving this season of Survivor. There, I said it. What a fun pre-merge we've been having.
Yeah, and you know why? It's because we're seeing the drama of multiple tribes.
Yes.
Like, it's not just one tribe losing every time and getting demoralized.
Oh, my God. That's what I said. I said I loved that in the first three episodes, each tribe had lost once. Ideal.
Right.
Ideal. Right.
I mean, with that said, are they the people going home that I want to be going home?
No.
Not at all. No.
I tweeted.
Like, I would say two of the three. No, maybe three of three. I'm not happy with the eliminations.
Yeah, I tweeted and said, new era Survivor casting has said we are going to cast some of the most insufferable men.
Oh, there's been four eliminations so far.
Yes, there has.
Yeah. Okay, so three of the four I'm bummed about.
I can be okay with that. I would say I'd probably be at like two of four.
Like, I think the entire season would be entirely different if John were still in. I know that's an eye roll, but like it's true. Like it has changed the trajectory of the season to not have him in it.
Babe, that happens no matter who goes home.
Disagree. Like, there are some duds that the duds are probably the ones that stay. So you're right. But like, I feel the same about Keyshawn. Is that how you say his name?
You were bummed he left.
Yeah, because I feel like he was like a quiet strategic player, and I think I would prefer an island full of quiet strategy as opposed to loud. Mess.
Yeah, I was talking to my friend James, who was on The Amazing Race, and I've known for years, because he's a big Survivor reality fan too. Blah blah blah, and he was saying, especially because they announced with season 50 coming, and it's going to be a returnee season, that now it's like some people are almost acting a certain way in a desperate kind of way to ensure that maybe they're a big character that comes back for season 50. They're like pre-planning the comeback season by being too over the top this season, which I could see.
Okay, what would you do? What would you do? So see, here's what happened.
John Quiñones, the host of What Would You Do?
No. So you're looking for your, okay, on Survivor, if you don't watch Survivor, there's things that are hidden all around the island, okay? You might find a little thing.
There's things.
You might find a little hidden immunity challenge or whatever, hidden immunity idol or something. I don't know, a little paper, and it's like wrapped up in a twine. And then it's like gives you
burlap.
Like
burlap.
It's like, go over here and cut a thing and open it up and maybe you'll be safe or something, or you will, blah, 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 blah. And it's like, you don't want anybody else on your on the island to know that you found, that you may have found something, okay? So that's the context.
I love first-time Survivor watcher explains rules.
Honestly, I don't even know half of the rules. I don't know what's going on. You could not tell me what a shot in the dark is to this day. And it's been explained to me every single week for two seasons now.
I hate the shot in the dark. Get rid of it.
Anyway, so there's my woman. There's my number Sue. One, Sue. She's an older woman. She's how old is she telling people?
Wait. She's 58 and she lied and said she was 45. If I were to go on Survivor, I would probably lie about my age, especially with how young people are these days nowadays. But if that woman looked me, a 39-year-old, in the face and said, I'm 45, the way I would have laughed.
Well, you know what?
She does look good. She doesn't look 45 good.
different skin types age differently.
You can call me anything, but don't call me that.
As I've read in my own comments, white look afraid. So
I know,
you know,
I know that's right.
I know that's white. So anyway, my point is, there's Sue looking around, trying to find a thing. She finds a thing. It says go over and chop down this thing in
here.
And
wait. I need to watch it. I think she was supposed to like gingerly untie that and lower it slowly to the ground. Her ass karate chopped through three ropes.
Well, it said it's a cut the ropes. So like maybe, yeah, a smart person would be gingerly or something, or be very gentle. I don't know. Maybe I would think, let me make the least amount of noise. So like,
right?
Let me quietly do this. She chops it. I think she did it how it was supposed to be done, because why else would they fill it? It was what? A bucket or something?
It was a clay pot full of red paint.
A clay pot full of red, bright red paint. And so she chops it. It falls from the tree. The pot breaks and she gets her thing, her immunity idol, but or whatever. I don't know. Did she even get an immunity idol?
Yeah.
Whatever she got. But the paint goes everywhere. They're in the middle of an island in the woods, and there is not... The entire island, you will not see an ounce of red. But here she is, red everywhere, covered in red. She's kicking it, trying to scoop it, cover it. She's like, I need to get rid of all the red. And then the girls walk up to her, and she's got red all over her face, red all over her hands. She's like, nothing.
Paint in her hair.
And they think, is she bleeding everywhere? And then they walk away. They're like, I don't know, something weird about that. And then they never go back to it. I'm like, I just need her to not lie about this, because like, you will not be able to get around being covered in red for no reason. You will not come up with a lie that is convincing, Sue.
The other girl thought she like killed an animal and ate it.
Well, she's got red all over her. But like, if you look close, blood looks different than red paint. Let's start there.
Maybe I don't know, some blood be bright red.
blood be bright red.
What would you do? I would have left it. I would have left the mess.
I would have left. I would have not touched it. I would have immediately plucked my thing and ran. Not an ounce on me. Not an ounce on anything that I've touched. I would be out of there. I'd be on the other side of the island in the ocean.
I would go for a swim. I would leave that mess.
She's over there. She's over there sweeping, using the well scoop, and she's got the blood red paint all over the scooper, the water scooper.
Blood
she's
on like her chin,
dunking the paint into their only water source.
Do you think that paint they used was eco-friendly?
I certainly hope so.
I bet it wasn't.
I bet it wasn't.
Jeff,
I bet it wasn't.
Well, do you want a little tea of what the online people are saying for next week?
No spoilers, but yes.
It's not really a spoiler. It might be a spoiler. You want it?
Yes.
They're saying that they're going to like pre-merge into two tribes of seven, and I hope that that's what's coming. So like a tribe, they shuffle them and then split them into two groups of seven instead of three groups, but they're still not all living together yet.
I'm okay with that.
I would love that. I think that would be just what the season needs. There are so many like mini alliances within the small groups that will really be fractured if you get a bad tribe draw if they reshuffle this week. And they used to do it all the time. And it was always one of my favorite things about Survivor was like the pre-merge shuffles, mixing up the tribes. And they just haven't done it since the new era. And so I would love to see it be turned into two tribes of seven this week.
I'm very perplexed and bewildered by Rome.
Babe, that's what I said when I tweeted. They have cast some of the most insufferable men.
Yeah, but the problem is when an insufferable man finds all the idols, wins all the things, is able to continue, then it like goes to their head in a way that they're like, oh. All of my thoughts of who I am, of being the most incredible person in the world, are being confirmed. So, like, they continue through it thinking, oh, I'm the mastermind.
I feel like I agree that that's the edit he's getting, but I feel like they're too self-aware that they're just setting him up for an epic, humbling vote out, which I am here for.
Imagine he makes it all the way and wins.
Equally annoying people have been dragged to the end to be a layup in the finals, and it makes for a long season.
Okay.
But I was excited to see Genevieve make a move. I felt like she hadn't really got a lot of airtime in the first few episodes, and I'm always rooting for women, so.
Well, we will see. I hope they do a two tribe
switcheroo swappy.
Switcheroo, yeah.
My dream.
Did you hear about Raven Simonier?
No.
Oh my God, she's in the news.
What? For what?
Raven Simonier. Well, she had to toss out her Louis Vuitton shoes.
Oh no.
Is she going to know why?
She's starting her job as a private dancer.
She had to get rid of her Louis Vuitton shoes. Yes, no Louis Vuitton. On the private dancing. No, that's not what happened, Corey.
Okay, no. Tell me. I'm waiting.
She was doing a colon cleanse.
Oh my God. This isn't real.
And
she shit on her Louboutins?
She pooped her pants and ruined her Louis Vuitton shoes.
Can poop
Raven
ruin,
Simonier.
Can poop ruin shoes?
if they're Louis Vuitton. If you have shoes that are able to be ruined by poop, that it's going to be like a headline, then you're spending too much money on your shoes.
I have a question. You said she had some sort of colonoscopy?
No, a colon cleanse. A colon cleanse.
I was on a colon cleanse. I will never do that again. It was Louis Vuitton shoes. They went in the trash. You can't get that kind of thing out.
I know that's right. Actually, I do know that's right.
said the Cheetah Girls star.
Have you ever done a colon cleanse?
I haven't. Well,
me neither.
No.
What do you mean, well?
No.
I've had Metamucil. I think it's a colon cleanse's little sister.
That's what I was getting at.
But it's never brought me to, the old drip drip on my own drip.
As much as I hate talking about poop.
I wrote down on my to-do list, Raven Simonier's poopy vatan.
Do you know there's this guy, I hate that you bring this up, but I was recently told over the weekend that there's a guy on Spotify called the man, his artist name, the man who sings about poop, puke, and pee. And he's got a poop song for everybody. So my friend said...
I didn't know he was on Spotify, but I did see him on TikTok. And if you search poop song and then your name, you'll find your poop song. So I found that.
I'm looking at it right now. I'm afraid to play it because I use the AI DJ on Spotify far too often, and he likes to replay what I've listened to. And so I'm going to be really mad if I end up having to listen to a Tyler poop song because I listened to it. But I did listen to the Corey poop song. It's spelled with a K, but it doesn't have the E. So should I be reaching out to see if I can get something for me?
Yes, yes. I would say that that is not applicable to you.
Okay. Do you think he's getting money from this?
Well, in some way, shape, or form, they need to get... he needs to be sponsored by Squatty Potty. He needs to be sponsored by Tushy. He needs to be sponsored by Raven Simonia's colonoscopy.
Okay, so his top five tracks on Spotify. Number one is titled, I Need a Lot of Toilet Paper to Clean the Poop in My Butt. 500,000 streams.
Well, that's got an incredible, searchability.
SEO?
Yeah, that's a Lana Del Rey title.
Banger number two, the Pee Pee song.
Three, not so hot.
Three, the Daddy Poop song. The Diarrhea Poop song, in parentheses, no. Water poop. It's giving Tell Me Drops of Jupiter. And the Stinky Stinky Poop. Stinky Stinky Dog Poop song.
Okay, I was really hoping that any of the names would be the top songs. What's the number one named? Because like he'll sing a poop song dedicated to a certain name, like you say.
In September, he came out with a 50-track album called Extremely Name Poop Song Songs. But I'm looking at it, and it's like these aren't people's names.
I'm looking at it too. Iana, Ramsey, Chansey. That's a Pokemon. Fwad. Well,
the first one says the Dutch. Whose name's Dutch? My grandma had a dog named Dutch.
Well, maybe it's for the people of that place. That place.
The Netherlands?
Yes. Okay, so Maria is a really... Oh, I see. Amy is a... Emily has 60,000... streams.
What strikes me the most troublesome is he seems to upload a new album artwork with each song, and it's a picture of him with his face close to the toilet.
No, it's a no for me.
And well, I guess it's been 10 years. I was gonna say he looks really old in two different pictures, so he's been doing this for 10 years. Is his poop and pee song been around as long as the pod?
Some people have staying power. Some people can really hold on to that. And I think so. You're telling me if I have a private dancer, I can pull up the Tyler Poop song and
yes!
they're gonna pop and lock it, and I'm gonna bust it to that.
Babe, you've got the August chord. You got a Sonos.
All right.
I was gonna say okay, G-O-O-G-L-E, but I didn't want it to start talking.
Oh yeah,
I can't say
it. I thought you were doing a hot to go.
I'm sitting a little too close to my speaker in my kitchen. She would turn on.
Hey, have you been to Spirit Halloween
Not yet, but I need to get my costume together from our Halloween costume contest at work.
Quickly, you have to order your things now. People of the world, you have very limited time of Halloween. And, well, the reason I bring up Halloween is Spirit Halloween is because did you see that they're officially going to be Spirit Christmas after Halloween?
Oh my God, finally.
Yeah, it's kind of a no-brainer. Like, why haven't you been doing that for decades?
How long until the spirit of Valentine's Day? How long till the spirit of Easter?
I mean, why not just call it Holiday Spirit?
Well, because it's branding. You don't know much about
branding.
You don't know
much about
You don't know much about branding.
Spirit, Holiday Spirit. Get into the Holiday Spirit. I guess you're right. Maybe. I don't know. I mean, I love a Christmas store. I like to go in.
You know, we're like 2 weeks away from World Market being full Christmas, baby.
Well, yeah. When I was thinking about Spirit Halloween being Spirit Christmas, I'm like, okay, so you're just trying to be World Market.
Have costumes, my lady.
And then I thought that. You're right. You're right. You're right. Oh, you're right.
You're right, designers.
Oh, you're right. You're right. Yeah.
All right.
What are you going to be for Halloween?
I can't say. Some coworkers listen to the pod. They'll steal my outfit. They'll updo me at the costume contest. And I'm still bitter that I got fourth last year. Top three got prizes. I got fourth.
Hey, have we confirmed who's getting prize money for the fantasy football? Do you think I'll get any?
No, and next time that man sends his long text, ask.
By the way, does last place get any cash money?
Say, is this a top three payout or what?
No, it needs to be. I think everyone should at least make their money back.
Okay, well, that doesn't work that way. We didn't invest the winnings in a small savings account.
I don't know. Okay, my last bullet point that I have to bring up.
Okay.
King Charles. You know who that is?
Heard of her.
He apparently, allegedly, shrieked the first time he saw cling film. So what is that? Plastic wrap? Like
Saran, honey.
Saran wrap. So he had never in his life, King Charles had never seen Saran wrap. And the first time he saw it, he shrieked. Thoughts?
who's reporting this news?
I don't know. Well, Mir Royal, which is like the what is that? The
American Patriot Eagle.com.
No, Mir.co.uk. That's like their news or whatever over there.
I think that's the tabloid.
This is Rosaline Fenton, deputy features editor. She says, we've all had kitchen nightmares.
Babe, I typed, is the mirror? And the first option that came up said, a tabloid.
Oh, so you're telling me this is fake news. I want to believe. My bad for wanting to believe survivors.
And so here we go. Wikipedia says the Daily Mirror is a British national daily tabloid newspaper founded in 1903.
Nope. I believe. So this says...
And in 2000 title
shrieked the prince. Hey, the prince shrieked, trembled. He trembled when he first came in contact with cling film. He was eating lunch. Okay. After decades of skipping the meal, he used to not eat lunch.
Well, hold on. People's running this article too. So maybe it is.
So... He had been recently into a millennial favorite, avocado.
The Queen Camilla had to calm down the king and explain what the plastic covering was. You know,
quoteth the queeneth, he it's walked cling into- film, darling.
Listen, do you think he ate it on accident?
Ate what? The film? The plastic?
Yeah, because I had a friend in high school. Well, it was when she was younger than high school. She was in middle school and she ate a fruit roll-up with the plastic on it.
It could happen. I once made somebody a sandwich this year Okay, let's start there. This year I made somebody a sandwich, and you know how some cheese slices have a little piece of paper between them?
A little piece of candy?
I missed a piece of paper, I guess. And I'm all, bon appetit. And he's like, this has paper in it. I'm like, I don't know. He shrieked and trembled.
I would too. Who was it?
Hudson. I was all, hey, can I make you a sandwich? I got so much lunch.
It's cling film, darling.
It's cling film, darling.
It's cheese paper, darling.
Well, what's wrong with a little bit of paper?
This revelation is making the rounds online after new details about the king's diet have been made public.
I can't believe they're still doing a king and queen over there. Wrap it up. My God.
This says King Charles doesn't eat lunch at all. And to be fair, if I had to get rid of a meal, it would be lunch.
As soon as I'm done with breakfast, I'm ready for lunch.
Although I have been making the best soup.
Oh.
I just on Sunday I make a little soup in my crock pot, and then I can have like soup for lunch a couple days this week. Oh, baby.
That sounds incredible. I would like to try it.
I can send you the soup recipe. You got a slow cooker?
Send me the soup.
I'll send you the soup.
Yeah, that's
how soup sees it. And actually, you know, I think you would like this soup because it's got a honk and chunk and potato in it.
A honking
and
chunk.
I sent my boss the recipe, and he said, I don't eat a big honk and chunk and potato like that. And I said, you know, I bet Tyler would, because he used to eat extra chunky soup from the can.
Hell yeah, still do.
So you like a hunk and chunk and kind of thick in your thick potato in your soup, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, good. I'll send you the soup.
Okay, thanks. My last question was, would you rather give or get Roadhead in the Pope Mobile?
I saw your tweet. I didn't think it delivered in the ways that you wanted, but I would rather give Roadhead in the Pope Mobile. But wait, not to the Pope, though, is it?
Who else?
Oh, no.
So there's a Pope Mobile in the Cars universe.
I choose neither.
neither. Okay. You know,
what about you? Are you giving a Blumpkin to my lady?
Is you know how there's a Pope Mobile? Is there a Pope toilet? Is there a special toilet for the Pope?
Babe, you don't need a toilet to shit. Raven Simone can tell you that.
Okay. All right. I'm uncomfortable with how much shit happened in this episode.
I truly am. I hate it for you, and I really hate it for me.
It's a Corey classic. It's no. You can take the shit out of the Corey, but you can't take the Corey out of the shit. You can take the Corey out of the shit, but you can't take the shit out of the Corey. You can take the shit out of the Corey. Extract it.
Later.
With like a crane.
Bye.
or like Corey's spread open, and it's like one of those crane machines that like you, to get a prize, you have to like dunk it and then...
But Corey, out of my butt, in the crane machine.
Okay. And you can find me working the crane machine. I'm the operator.
Well, you know, wait. You know that money you have to pay.
Oh, you're back. Oh, you want to talk more?
Well, I just want to know, because if you're paying to use the crane machine, am I getting those coins? Am I your private dancer?
Maybe.
All right.